The Iraqi prime minister has called on the army to leave Anbar province. The order comes after security forces dismantled an anti-government protest site that the government says had become a breeding ground for pro-Al-Qaeda militants. Nuri al-Maliki says the armed forces will turn over control of the cities in the province to local police. The operation aimed at closing the protest camp in Ramadi led to clashes between security forces and gunmen. One Iraqi soldier and three pro-Al-Qaeda militants were killed, while three other gunmen were wounded during Tuesday's clashes. Earlier, 44 lawmakers announced their resignation, demanding the withdrawal of the army. Sunni Muslim protesters have been campaigning against the government since last December. Saad al-Mutallabi with the State of Law Coalition is with us now on the line from Baghdad. Let's get his thoughts. Now, Mr. Mutallabi, those lawmakers who resigned and a lot of other people have been levelling accusations against Nuri al-Maliki about the way he's been handling the situation. Do you think that the move to dismantle the protest camp was a proper one?
Thank you very much. Definitely it was the right move at the right time. By the way, it was dismantled by the local police and the local tribesmen. The Iraqi army was not involved directly with operation that dealt with the protesters or their camps. The Iraqi army was engaged in fighting Al-Qaeda and Daesh, the ISIS, the terrorist organization that are in charge or responsible for most of the atrocities nationwide here in Iraq. Therefore, the Iraqi involvement, the Iraqi army involvement with the protesters was at minimum. There was at no time a direct clash between the Iraqi army and the protesters. The Iraqi army now withdrew from Ramadi or Anbar and concentrating their efforts at the Al-Qaeda camps at the desert. The lawmakers that withdrew from the parliament, I believe that it is mainly because of the closeness of the election campaign, and they need to show a political stance for their voters, in a way trying to convince them that they are calling for their demands. We take it as a very negative sign, and we consider this withdrawal as a stance with Al-Qaeda against the Iraqi people and the Iraqi army and the Iraqi state. And we are calling now on the parliament to pull out their membership at the parliament and to try to sack them from the parliament or kick them out because of their non-patriotic political stance at the moment.